thanks to our friends at Travis Schultz & Partners, it is time to ask the expert. And my special guest, as always this morning, special counsel with Travis Schultz & Partners. Good morning to Beth Rolton. How are you today?
Good morning, Murray. Very well, thank you.
Time to ask the expert. Now, look, what I want to ask you about is because sometimes I do kind of go a little bit close to the wind here at work. If you've got specific policies at work and you break those policies, what are the potential impacts? What are the potential issues when it's a rule through work, but it doesn't necessarily mean that I might get into a lot of trouble?
Obviously, most workplaces now have policies in place, and there's an expectation that employees will follow those directions that are set down by the employers. Where there is some interesting new case law is where the employee has caused substantial damage, monetary damage to plant and equipment, and then the employer becomes personally responsible for that because they were not following a policy that had been directed by their employer in how to operate that equipment.
So there is a real potential there for liability if an employee, and particularly if you're maybe using expensive equipment, if you don't follow the rules, there's, I guess, a chance where you may end up having to pay off. Because I should imagine, you know, not all insurance policies, you know, you may be insured, but if it's not insured for the specific thing that you've done and it's against the rules, that would leave the employer high and dry when it comes to recourse as well.
That's exactly right. So most of the equipment that you're using in a workplace would have some kind of insurance policy that's attached to them, but a lot of those policies have exclusion clauses. So there was one particular case where a lady was employed to sell gemstones. So she was a sales representative. She had to go around to various jewellery stores selling the gemstones. One of the policies that were in place was that she's not to leave those gems unaccompanied in her vehicle. She had to take the bag of gems with her everywhere she went. So she was going between meetings. She was thirsty. She stopped for a drink, locked her car, locked the gems in the car. We all know what's going to happen here.
No.
So she's got back to the car. The car's been broken into and the gems are gone. So the employer's insurance policy had an exclusion clause that didn't cover the gems if they were left unattended in a vehicle. So in that case, the employer sought to recover the cost of the missing gems from the employee, and they were successful. So she was ordered to pay over $300,000 for the missing gems.
Because she didn't follow the rules that were set out by the employer, resulting in a loss.
Absolutely.
And in those circumstances, she paid the price.
And we've just had another decision that's been handed down here in Cairns.
And a local decision, I understand.
So that involved a truck driver, and he was employed by a labour hire company to drive trucks for a transport company. Now, the transport company had a policy in place that truck drivers weren't to use handheld mobile phones while they're operating a vehicle. It's a fairly straightforward policy. The truck driver was driving along. He had a truck full of fruit and received a phone call. It didn't connect through the Bluetooth. So he manually looked down at his phone, went to swipe the phone to answer the call.
To pick it up.
And in doing so, has lost control of the truck. The truck's rolled down an embankment, destroyed the truck, severely injured himself, destroyed the load of produce that was in the truck. But that wasn't the worst of it for him. The company that he was driving for, the transport company, then successfully sued him for over $500,000.
Wow.
For the damage to the truck and the loss of produce.
And he had the injuries on top of that as well.
On top of that, absolutely. So very bad day out for that particular truck driver.
Wow.
And it really came down to the fact that he had not followed the policy that was in place.
The requirements within the workplace to actually follow that rule.
That's right.
That's incredible. And that's actually a local case from the Cairns region as well. Now you said that the guy that was actually involved in that particular matter was actually a labour hire worker. Would there be a difference if that particular person had been a full-time employee, though?
No, not so much. If you are a full-time employee and you have a policy in place and you breach that policy, it really comes down to that. I mean, there are some limited protections in Queensland for workers that fall under Fair Work Act, and the Fair Work Act basically sets out what deductions can be taken by an employer from the employee's wage. So there are some limitations on that. Mm. However, not all workers fall under Fair Work Act. And if you are in breach of a policy and you do cause substantial or any damage to your equipment, you might find that you are personally liable. And employees can take some measures to protect themselves. Obviously, the most obvious one is
follow the rules.
Follow the rules, follow the procedures that are in place. But, you know, think about it. If you're going to work in a mine and you're a plant operator there, that equipment is worth a fortune.
Yeah.
You probably should be getting some legal advice about your employment contract and perhaps considering having some clauses inserted into that to provide you with indemnity in these types of circumstances.
Well, look, it's great advice, and that's exactly why we're asking the expert this morning. And, you know, for employees, as you've just said, and also employers, these are really important things to think about, even when it comes to those rules that you have in work, or if you're an employee thinking about following those rules. Some really, really interesting information this morning. Ask the expert. Thanks to our friends at Travis Schultz and Partners, lawyers here in town. Special counsel Beth Rolden, have a great day, and thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks so much.
The Christian O'Connell Show.